all in support of a great cause. So take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee Territory. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we play a different genre, a different theme of music, depending on the weather and or the time of year and or kind of maybe just what we're feeling, because we're getting to the end of Sky's the Limit here. So it's really kind of what we're feeling tonight. And I mean, I'll let Abby take it away with what we're playing.
Okay, well, Skylar said you can pick next week. It's your, like, last show of the season, so what do you want to do? And then we kind of joked, I think, after we ended last show, saying, what if we just played, like, whatever we wanted?
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, I have created what I'm calling, like, a musical time capsule of songs that are significant and were significant and have been significant and will be significant throughout my life, starting in chronological order. So the beginning of the playlist starts with, like, elementary school, Abby, and we go from there. So it's all over the place. I think this is the most, like, non-genre specific playlist I've ever made. There's a lot of genres happening. We're going on a bit of an adventure. But then I thought I can take like half a minute or so to talk about every song. And then also in the interest of like, why should you listen to this? Well, we're going all over the place. So maybe you'll hear something you haven't thought about in a long time, or maybe you'll hear a new artist and then you can go, okay, I liked the vibe of that song, so I'm going to go check out that album or
artist. If you're a friend of Abby who's tuning in, you get to learn more about Abby.
If there you go.
You are someone who tunes in every week and doesn't know either of us personally, you get to learn more about Abby. And if you're someone just tuning in now, hey, this is Abby.
Exactly.
Do you want to start us off with our first song?
Sure. So the first song is by an artist called Gob. They are actually a Canadian artist, and I think that we played Gob on the punk show. So we have actually played Gob before, but this song was on the scratched up, terrible, like, which I learned later when I worked in that booth, CD for the arena mix that was in the Waterford Arena. And there were, I think, a few other songs like Nickelback and stuff that we've talked about before on this arena mix. But the thing was, is that this arena mix started playing when I joined hockey a novice, and they were still playing the same CD when I was in midget, which is like at the end.
Yeah.
So this one, every time I hear it, I'm in the Waterford Arena, and yeah, so this song will permanently be part of my musical canon, let's say.
We were talking about doing an arena rock show, and we never got a chance, but you basically get it here. Gob here, I hear you calling.
I On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh.
Meatloaf there. You took the words right out of my mouth. Hot summer night. You're listening to Sky's Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing songs from Abby. I don't know. You can explain it. Songs from Abby's history. I'll do the like little Meatloaf thing while you explain. Go for it.
So... She's like Pitch Perfect now.
So
we explained Gob being the arena music. So the Meatloaf, this was the first album I was ever obsessed with, but in the sense that I had a Discman and my parents had the CD, and I took this CD
out of their mouth.
I was and I played it on my Discman, and I would bring in a little case with the Discman and this and some wired headphones, and I would listen to it over and over and over again. And I now have it on vinyl, and I would play it in the car once I got to that point, but this one was always my favorite, so I will always remember the Meatloaf album, because I don't know why, but I still don't know why. I just was like, you know what? This hits. And I would listen to it over and over again.
If I was like, if someone was like, give me the most Abby album ever, and maybe not Abby's favorite album, but the most like Abby album, it would be this one. Cause it's like, it's theatrical, it's rock, it's old. The cover is awesome. It's him on a bike.
Yeah. I think I also like that Meatloaf was just kind of different.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, like, what you would expect from a rock star.
Yeah.
So I liked that. Like, when I first saw, like, videos and pictures of him, I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
So.
There's a story to it. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
It's either that you had these parts of you and this album just fit all of these parts of you, or this album made you have all of these things that you like. And I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then moving on to like early high school, I have to explain both of these songs because I don't want the second one to play with no context.
Yeah.
So I started getting, Skylar always comments on how much CanCon I listen to.
Yeah.
And I started really looking into CanCon and specifically Canadian rock in high school. And then I became obsessed with this song. It was like my number one listened to song in grade 10. Why? Again, I don't know, but I just loved it. And then the second song is because I also, while I was listening to this Canadian and mostly 70s and 80s rock, I didn't listen to any new music, just those.
Mm-hmm.
I also listened to musicals, though, and I listened to a lot of musicals, and I still think that this song is great, so I wanted to put it in to represent. I couldn't ignore the fact that I listened to so many musicals and knew all of them by heart. And so that's what is coming up next.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So when you hear this song that I'm going to sort of start to play in the background, just picture 15-year-old Abby really just loving this, listening to it every day. Kim Mitchell here, Patio Lanterns.
day your door is closed. The echoes fill your soul. They won't say which way to go. Just trust your heart.
School Musical, but mostly Zac Efron there with Scream. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're doing a little, I was going to say in memoriam, but it's not really in memoriam. Like Abby's last show on the radio, so being self-indulgent.
Yeah.
And High School Musical 3?
Yeah, well, because, you know, everybody was listening to musicals. No, not
everybody.
Was. I was, though.
I was
okay,
not.
Okay, let's be real, though. I think for our generation around high school, though, it was a thing that took
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was when there was, like, the surge of these newer musicals
yes.
that are not really big. But, like, I remember when Mean Girls started, Beetlejuice started, yeah. SpongeBob started.
Hamilton was in our grade, like, mm-hmm. 7 and 8.
Yes. So, like, this new, well, Dear Evan Hansen,
yes.
Heathers, they were all new. And so yeah. everyone was listening to them because they were new. It was, like, kind of, like, almost like the Disney Renaissance of musicals.
Yeah.
Like, all of these things... Not that there's anything wrong with musicals prior to that, but it was like, I feel like they started making things more geared at younger people, and
yeah,
it really
yeah.
worked. So, and then things that were slightly older also picked up, like Wicked, it got a, like, resurgence and that kind of thing. Like, The Lion King got a resurgence, and, yeah, but, the movie musicals, so we were talking about High School Musical, and then you mentioned, The Greatest Showman, and then they started doing the Disney live actions, like, the Disney live action Beauty and the Beast was a big thing when I was in grade 9. I really loved that. So, yeah, couldn't ignore musicals, although there's never really a place to play them on the radio, and I don't find myself listening to them as much. It was definitely something that I loved, so, and I still like going to see them.
And a High School Musical I've never played on the radio. I have played one song, I think, from Hannah Montana on my summer show, but I have not played...
That was my other thought. I was going to play something from the Hannah Montana movie because I really liked the Hannah Montana movie. I didn't really watch the show until later. But yeah, so that I'm glad I picked High School Musical then because that's cool.
And now the climb is stuck in my head.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got another movie.
Yeah, well, another movie, but the reason I put these two together are these are, like, later high school, and these two are because, well, I discovered this movie later in high school because of my mom, and it's still one of my favorite movies of all time, so I wanted to include the song because the song, I think, is so well, well fitted to the movie. It was written for the movie, but it was also played on the radio, like a lot of 80s movies had, and, a lot of people say, obviously, I don't know this, but they listen to this song and they're like, it sounds like 1985 to me.
Yeah.
So I thought that that was kind of cool. And I listened to it a lot when I was in the car. And actually, the first time I drove the car that I was driving in high school, it came on the radio, which I thought was kind of like a really cool thing. Like, it just played on whatever state. Like, and I didn't pick the station. It was whatever station it had been set to.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then the second one is from Jagged Little Pill, and I played that CD, like, over and over and over again in the car, and that is why I know every single song from that album, like, front to back, and I still love it, but I picked one that's not a super popular one off that album, because I really started to like the, like, second half of the album after playing it in the car all the time, so... That's what's coming up if you want to introduce it.
You never mentioned the name of the movie, or should I say it?
Well, it's the name of the song.
That's true.
You can do it if you'd like.
That's true. John Parr here, Abby's driving song, St. Elmo's Fire.
destroyed. I don't want to be a bandage if the wound is not mine. Lend me some fresh air. I don't want to be adored for what I merely represent to guilt. I don't want to be a babysitter. You're a very big boy now. I don't want to be a mother. I didn't carry you in my womb for 9 months. Show me the victor. Visiting hours are 9 to 5, and if I show up at 6:10, will I already know that you find some way to sneak me in and go? Find the empty bottle with the holes along the bottom. You say it's too much to ask for, and I am not the doctor. Upon, and I don't want to be your other half. I believe that one and one make two. I don't want to be your food or the light from the fridge on your face at midnight. Hey, what are you hungry for? I don't want to be the glue that holds your pieces together. For your fractured heart and its wounded feet. And I don't want to be a substitute for the smoke you've been inhaling. Well, what do you thank me? What do you thank me for? Visiting hours are 9 to 5, and if I show up at 6:10, will I already know that you'll find some way to sneak me in and go?
Alanis Morissette there, not the doctor. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing some songs from Abby's life today. We just did a St. Elmo's Fire end from the movie, the song from the movie, and Alanis Morissette.
Yes, I think this is like this was a pinnacle shift, I think, in my musical journey in life, because Alanis is a little bit newer compared to what we were talking about before, other than, you know, we have the side plot of the musical theater and the musical soundtracks.
Yeah.
But also with St. Elmo's Fire and then some other, like, 80s rock is sort of when I shifted being really into 80s music.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that started in high school, and then it continued again after high school, but when I say like really, really into it is in like, you know, can answer all the trivia questions about it. And I liked, seeing how a lot of 70s artists, like where they went in the 80s and yeah, ones that joined different bands and stuff. So, St. Elmo's Fire was also my number one listened to song, I think 2 years in a row.
Wow.
Listened to that one a lot. And then with Alanis Morissette was continuing the CanCon search, and I started going more into newer stuff. So I listened to Alanis and Avril Lavigne and these people, and I would get their CDs from the thrift store. Great Big Sea was another one that I had in the car.
The play
CD. And I
CD
would just listen to them front to back. And I know that it's kind of like a cliche, like old old man stereotypical thing to say, like to listen to, but Skylar obviously knows this and talks about this, but like listen to albums or CDs front to back. But I wouldn't have the respect for these artists, I don't think, if I hadn't done that and collected up these CDs from the thrift store or from like my parents' collection and listened to them all the time, because I felt like I really got to know the artists and their like artistic goals and stuff by listening to full albums instead of just like a song on the radio or a song on a playlist.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. You mentioned that you played those, both of those songs, because those were like when you first started to drive in high school. So I wanted to compare us.
Yes, please do.
I pulled up my high school driving playlist that my friend and I had made together.
Okay, there you go.
And on it, we have a lot of 1975, obviously.
Yeah, because you got absolutely no idea who that was.
The Tumblr grunge teen life, listening to the 1975 while driving. A lot of Troy Sivan and Brockhampton. This is very, like, of this era.
That's what I'm saying is so funny, though, because I'm not trying to be, like, I'm not like other girls. I had absolutely no idea who any of these people were. Like, if you had said these names, I would have had no idea.
Listen to this run. We got Mr. Brightside, Like a G6, Strawberries and Cigarettes by Troye Sivan, and then DJ Got Us Fallen in Love by Usher. A lot of Ariana Grande for some reason. Eeny Meeny by Sean Kingston and Justin Bieber. So just a little comparison to us driving around in high school.
Yeah, see, and I like your playlist, because the thing, you had a playlist, which is a good, like the good thing. I'm not calling that bad, but yeah, I would frequently go with the CDs because it was just easier, because they would start playing. But then that's how there were certain albums that I just like knew front to back, and this Alanis Morissette one, the Meatloaf album. I just knew every single word to every song and like the tempo of them and everything, because you just got so used to it. The Steve Miller Band album, that was another one. Listen to that one all the time.
The one with Rumors. The horse on it.
Yes, that one. Rumors was another one. Every single song on Rumors so many times.
I was just going to say, I also had a lot of Tyler, the Creator and Charlie XCX on my playlist.
Yeah, that's the same as Steve Miller Band.
Igor and Charlie's self-titled album, Charlie. You know, I mean, comparably to other classics, just newer classics. These next two songs, what's up with this?
Yeah, so then... Well, then this representation is kind of still something I'm into now, but towards the end of high school... See, this is where things get fuzzy, too, when you're trying to remember this era, because not to play the card that everyone can play for different parts of their life, but this is where time got messed up because everything changed.
COVID, yeah.
And I was like, how old was I? What was I doing? I don't know. But obviously... people expanded a lot of their media taste and consumption because that's what everyone was doing. So I also listened to a lot of newer stuff along with the 80s and 70s stuff I had been focused on. But I really got into like Americana, country, and folk. Mm-hmm. And like I had been listening to it from like grade 9 on, but I like revisited a lot of it. So I was really interested in... some of you are probably surprised hasn't been mentioned yet, but we do mention this a lot. I was really into Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen.
Who would have guessed?
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And when I say like really into, because there was a time I was listening to like every single album by these people, like front to back. And it was cool. And this first song actually that like in when we're talking about the next two was one that I heard played live at, I think we've also mentioned this a couple times on the radio. Like, I worked at the Waterford Town Hall, and then they did outdoor concert series, and we did some different outdoor concert activities, you know, in the ways that we could during the pandemic. And someone played this song live, and I really liked it, and I'd never heard it, so I looked into Dan Fogelberg, and I like a lot of his stuff, but my dad actually told me that his mom really liked this song, so I thought that was kind of cool, because it just, like, stuck out to me the first time hearing it. And so now every time I hear the song, I think about hearing it live. Amber Banks, who's a brilliant guitar player and singer and musician and everything wonderful, performed this and it was so, so good. So I think about her, and then I think about that, like, that moment of, you know, I think we all have certain songs that it was either on the radio, performed live, or whatever, where you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I actually included the next song, which is a Leonard Cohen song, also to kind of represent the, like, Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen, Neil Young, etc. era, yeah. Townes Van Zandt. I got really into Townes mm-hmm. Van Zandt at this time, listened to all of his albums. This is Famous Blue Raincoat, which played, and I went, what is that? Yeah. And that was my introduction to, like, listening to Leonard Cohen beyond, like, Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So that's where I put the next two songs in. So we're going in a little bit more of a folk direction, which yeah. is kind of what happened to me in my life at this point, too.
Yeah. Dan Fogelberg here, leader of the band.
Child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way, and he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. Denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is dead, his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. Heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and come to know so well. Said, I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader of the band.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. Possibly say, I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, will your enemy sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Sincerely, El Cohen.
Leonard Cohen there with Famous Blue Raincoat. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That brings us to the end of our show today, the end of Abby's show.
But it's not the end, because something happened.
All right, get going.
Something happened to me, and there was this album that Olivia, I have to give credit to Olivia, because yeah. Olivia told me over and over again that I should listen to this artist, and I was like, Olivia, you like that artist, it's fine. And it actually turned into a point, got to call Olivia out again, where Olivia complained to Skylar one time that all I did was play this album over and over again. So I discovered Ethel Cain and Ethel Cain's album, Preacher's Daughter,
yeah.
And I was telling Skylar, I'm pretty sure I've listened to this album front to back, like, so all the way through,
yeah.
over 500 times.
Yeah.
It's, in 2024, Ethel Cain was my top artist, Preacher's Daughter was my top album, she was my top artist for every single month of the year. So I do make fun of Skylar about 21 Pilots, but, you know, I have my own things. It inspired a lot of my schoolwork, so I'm gonna try to justify it that way.
Yeah.
That I did listen to it all the time while we were making different things.
Yes.
But I still listen to it all the time, and Apple Music has those, like, your all-time replay.
Yeah, the all-time replay.
For, like, the last 10 years or whatever. So, but for me, it's, like, for as long as I've had Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
The entire Preacher's Daughter album is the first chunk of songs on my all-time
That's
replay.
That's ridiculous.
So I've listened to every single song on the album more than I've listened to any other song.
That's ridiculous.
So I had to include something. We've played Ethel Cain before, but this, I think, sometimes it shifts a bit because now she's got a lot more out than just this album, too, because mm-hmm. I was also listening when there was no there were no other albums other than her EPs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also why it was just this so much. But this is my favorite, so I had to include it at the end.
There you go. And it's such a good song to end on as well. Yeah. Tune in next week for our last Sky's the Limits show. But for now, the end of this show here. My favorite song off of Preacher's Daughter, and also my favorite Ethel Cain song. So it's a bit of us ending the show, I would say, if I'm being self-indulgent for me. Ethel Cain here, Sun-Bleached Flies.
Sun-bleached flies setting in the window sill, waiting for the day they escape. They talk all about their money and how their babies are always changing while they're breathing in the poison of the pain. What I wouldn't give to be in church this Sunday, listening to the choir so heartfelt, all singing, God loves you. That's how my daddy raised me. If they strike once and you just hit them twice as hard. But in the end, if I bend under the weight that they gave me, then this heart would break and fall as twice as far.
On Saturday, May 2nd at 6 p.m., the Food Sharing Project invites you to step into a lively, chef-powered dining experience unlike any other. Start the night with a complimentary cocktail, raw bar, and charcuterie before moving through a series of interactive stations hosted by chefs from six standout Kingston restaurants, including Aquaterra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro, Kutu Catering, Crave Coffee House, and Days on Front. Each station offers a seasonal creation crafted to showcase the talent and creativity of our local culinary scene. With wine served at dinner, live music, a cash bar, and a silent auction, it's an evening designed to delight every sense. Funds raised will support the Food Sharing Project's work, ensuring students across Kingston and area have access to the nourishing food they need to thrive. Tickets are $125 per person. Learn more at www.foodsharingproject.org/saverspring.